Blog Talk
Radio. Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Occupy Underground radio program. I'm your host, Nick Sirius, and I'm filling in tonight for Benjamin Kenobi Pogi and my man CT, and of course, Mary Stockton. Well, you never know, she might call in. Happy 4th of July! Happy 4th of July. Speak of the devil is on the line, and the devil shall be revealed. Welcome to Occupy Underground Radio.
Occupy Underground Radio. Hello, Nicholas. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for joining me, because I was here first, but it is your show, so you're welcome as well.
Okay. I was just watching the fireworks show with the ice folks, and now I'm watching the lightning show. It's a really beautiful night.
It is a beautiful night in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's just the rain has kind of come over us and drizzling right now, and everybody's in good spirits. And, of course, the dogs. I really think they need to rename the 4th of July National Piss Off a Dog Day, because that's all I've heard all day. Dogs piss off. See? I hear a dog right now in the background. It's all pissed because it's the 4th of July, 2013, and it's still getting pissed by fireworks.
Fireworks. Dogs hate them.
You're not even listening. We're live on the air, Mary. Do you know how many thousands of people right now
are
screaming into their homes?
I know, but you know what? Hey, guess what, chicken butt?
Tell me.
I don't know if you can hear me clear as day, but I'm hearing every other word that you're saying. So I don't know if I have a bad connection. I need to call back.
I think we're good.
We're good? Okay.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you this weekend.
Did you go over there?
This weekend, we're going to do, let's see, I have some good friends that are having a party tomorrow, and we're going to be playing, Band With No Name is going to be playing at their house. I wonder whose house that is.
I won't say. No, I don't want to say, but I think that sounds like a lot of fun, and I hope to enjoy that with you.
I think you'll be there because you're also in the band, Nick.
Yeah, we'll be playing a house party. That's going to be great. Band With No Name. We finally got some songs to release. It's been great. We've had a lot of support from Occupy Underground and Ben and Corey, of course, and then, of course, Mary. And so it's been great. We're getting ready to take the world on, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are. Every time it just gets better and better. It was a good rehearsal tonight, for sure.
It was. We're going to kill it tomorrow. So, Mary, one thing you're really, really thankful for on this 4th of July, 2013.
I'm really, really thankful that for independence. Why? Yes, independence. Yeah, I'm really thankful for independence. Why? Why am I thankful for independence?
I would agree.
Are you wanting to know more? Being independent, having independence. Isn't that what the country was founded on? Like freedom, but I mean independence in your freedom.
Well,
By and large,
the country was founded on greed and materialism and consumerism and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But yes, in theory, America is the land of the free, the home of the National League Atlanta Braves. They're in Atlanta, hot Atlanta town. Go see the Braves play. They're great.
I like the Braves? I thought you were a soccer
what?
Fan.
Yeah, I am, but I'm just talking about the land of the free and the home of the Braves, America. America. Our friends from American Strength played today, didn't they? Didn't they play at an opening for a new gym?
Yes, they did. They played
at
Sports and Wellness.
That's great. They
played. I'm not for sure which one, but I know that they played at one today. And our bass player just happened to be there playing tennis.
What?
So we got to hang out
our
with American Slang.
Wait. Our bass player plays tennis with American Slang? I'm confused. What happened? What?
Well, he was down at the Wellness Center today while they were doing their show, and he was playing some tennis. Can you see Kevin out there playing tennis?
I sure can. Kevin is a very talented young man, and might I add, he's just someone you'd want to take home to mother.
Take home to mama? He's hilarious.
Yeah, but for a weird threesome, I didn't get to finish. Not for. Well, one thing I'm thankful for on this 4th of July is the ability to create, material, to create art, to create life, to create, you know, a good mood, a bad mood, just the ability to have creation and to still have that. That's one thing that Nick Fury the host tonight, alongside Mary Stockton for Occupy Underground Radio, is thankful for on this 4th of July.
Yes.
That is it.
To create. To create life, to create music, to create meaning, to create.
I already said all that, except for meaning. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah. See? Did you see how I came in with the one that you didn't hear?
We're new at this hosting thing. We have not hosted together yet on Occupy Underground Radio.
We have not, and I have a horrible connection, and I also have a 4-year-old that's up, and she's wanting my attention, so it doesn't really make.
Tell you what,
recording.
Why don't I introduce some show, Nicholas? Well, let's introduce some music for all these Americans out there chilling out their barbecues, hanging out on their porch, lighting off fireworks, drinking in, you know, pulling out one of their dead homies. Let's play a little. I'm going to introduce you to, if you don't know, a show called Grits and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show, which is a show that I myself produce and star in every week on Wednesday nights right here on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. I've had Ben on and CT on and Mary on many times, and I have a lot of friends and people from the Albuquerque area come and freestyle and do art and material over music and have improv and be funny. We're going to take it back, way back to the classic episodes. We're now running 51. And you can check it on Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to go back in time, and we're going to play you some old stuff. Episode 10 is the first
episode
on the docket.
10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. That
that's
is
right.
old.
And that's when I used to host it with a gentleman named Loki. Loki and I will be on this one together. But, Mary, what do you say we come back in half an hour and say something else to the people, and then we'll put on
great.
Something else
Sounds
after?
Great.
All right. I'll see you. This episode runs 33 and a half minutes. You're listening to Occupy Underground Radio. Mary, take us out, and I'll play the show.
You are listening to Rips and Raps with Nick and Loki.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Mary had a
everybody, this is Nick Fury. You're listening to Rips and Raps, chilling with my co-host and good friend Loki. What up, Loki?
Yo, I'm on some sleep deprivation shit. I'm fucking fight clubbing right now. I don't even know what's up and down. I don't know my fucking identity. I'm making copies of places I don't work, dog.
He doesn't even remember that we've been dating for 6 months. Wait, that is Fight Club. Never mind. Yeah, he's crazy. It's almost like, well, didn't you say you met up with Timothy Leary in like an alternative universe and he gave you some acid and you came back to the future and you've just been kind of waiting to get as tripped out as possible before taking the acid?
I don't know what I said, but yes, that is the case.
I mean, that's what I remember hearing.
I was kind of trying to keep that on the DL. I don't know why you're airing that shit at the podcast.
Well, who's on the disabled list? What do you mean?
Steve Gordon's still on the disabled list.
Well, why do you say DL? What do you mean keep it on the disabled list? You don't want to keep it injured. You want to let it run and breathe like a fawn. Like a fawn.
A fawn?
Yeah, let's have some fun. You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, and this is episode 10. We're glad to be here for you each and every week. You can catch us at ripsandraps.podomatic.com or on iTunes. And also, you can email us and tell us where they can email us at, my friend.
ripsandraps@gmail.com, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct. I think pretty soon we're going to have a new look, a new logo, maybe some cards, some shirts, some stickers. We're going to try to expand out there. But in the meantime, we need you to help us push it to a new genre, push it to a new, new ears, new people. So if you know people, send them a link to the show. Help us out, man. The more hits we get, the more excited my boner is.
Yo, and if you don't know people, you need to get out more.
Yeah.
Turn this off.
Yeah.
Better yet,
yeah.
Put it on your iPod. Take that shit with you. Get out. Talk to some folks. Buy some meat from the butcher. You know what I'm saying? Fucking soak in that shit. Soak up life like a fucking bowl of marijuana, son. Yes. Do it. Take it.
Yeah, man. I'm like,
The problem is that we all get caught up in, like, living the lie, man, and we don't really pay attention to what really matters, which is Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show, but portable. The great thing about this is you can get on it from your smartphone, click on the link, ripsandraps.podomatic.com, or follow the link from what we put on Facebook if you can find us, and then you just listen to it like it's a Walkman. You don't even need to be at a computer or in your car or at the babysitter's funeral after you wait. Hold on.
But you can be.
That doesn't. We don't condone babysitter murder.
If you have no goddamn respect, though, you could just, like, throw us on at a funeral. You could throw it on at your, like, during an exam. Fuck those bitches. Do what you want. Take riffs. Spit rap. Riffs and raps. Whistle and diction. Episode 10. Double digits. All up in your fucking grill with a giant dick. Swinging, spraying urine and semen all over you.
So,
fuck.
Wow. But, yes. And you know what? We're reaching new heights. For you, we're going to have some new guests in the studio with us soon, a couple of special guests. We keep it real, but right now, each and every week, you know, you can find Loki and myself. So stay here with us. Don't go nowhere. If you got an email, ripsandraps@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking. You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show.
Alone, walking on this little little bit of ice and I feel it cracking along. And I'm gonna fall in that ocean below. It's so cold. What's gonna happen to me, I know. So I try to find my soul. And we just keep going. We just keeps growing in the fields I'm sowing.
Hey, and welcome to Mandate, the show where men go out with their buddies. We mandate, you go on a mandate this week, right here on Fox Casa 2.
All your homies, no homo.
It's beautiful. What you do is you just leave your woman at home and you go out with your buddies, you start to roam. Seriously, I got to start to foam at the mouth like gnomes. I'm Chomsky, y'all know my charm with this arm speed. I got umpteen raps in my brain. I make up words and I'm insane and I'm a brain in my lane. And I'm lame in the stain, like I can't find myself. I'm a mummy wrapped in a tomb. Y'all feel the room, feel the sweet for the motherfucking heat when it comes. That's what we doing, man, we leaving heat with the crumbs. And I make it up on the spot each and every week. I got my boy Loki on the right side of me, Lee.
Yeah, both on the right side, let me step in to the left. Into the driver's seat, yeah, what's left? Give me something to eat out of the glove box. If we're gonna compete in this all weekend race, better stuff my face so I can have the stamina to last. What we're doing, man, we're coming up and it's a blast. Yeah, but we don't give a crap.
We don't really give a crap, but I get right up and I'ma make you get down on your back. Yeah, if you get jacked from the rhythm, you get macked with the system. I'ma tell you I'm ripping it up. Yeah, we keep ripping it up and we don't stop, motherfucker, till we done with this stuff. Man, I'm drinking from the cup and try to find a new era. And that's what I do, man. I'm just bigger than Gold Farah. And Yogi Berra is my shit that I say. People remember Nick Fury when I'm dead and I'm gone today or tomorrow. Don't really matter to me as long as you feel the sorrow that I feel when I taro. I toil and bubble and boil and try to find a new path. But yo, I'm just a man with no paragraph left. So I just laugh and just discern what I'm gonna do next. And my man Loki, we just keep trying to burn. And I'ma pass it back so we can confirm that what we do up on the mic is squirm and wiggle and worm. Just like a worm, vermin, vomit. I vomit up this shit from the gut belly when I drum it.
Yeah, bombing in it up, doing the worm like Dennis Rodman and stuff. We ate way too many bagels. Who the fuck is Albert Einstein? He didn't invent cable. So I don't really give a shit. What did he come up with, a bagel recipe? I don't even remember it if I learned it in school. I'm so pleased to meet ya. Please autograph my slice of pizza. I'll greet ya at the next event.
You're listening to Ritz and Raps Radio with Loki and Nick Furious. Ha!
If we look at the present scene, we find an apparent clash between doctrines that are widely and in fact proudly proclaimed and social and political realities that appear to conflict with them very sharply. Reality is that the world, including our own society, is moving towards a more autocratic and absolutist structure. The scope of the public arena is narrowing, and the opportunities for popular participation in it are also declining. In short, the realities are that democracy is under attack. Well, the currently prevailing concepts of democracy, which have been narrowing and becoming more restricted and impoverished over the years, democracy and liberty as well, these concepts would, I think, have utterly appalled someone like, say, Thomas Jefferson and other great figures of classical liberalism, for whom, incidentally, democracy and even liberty were part of something broader. They were part of the conception of a good society, which would be measured and evaluated by how well it freed individuals and their creative powers. It's to that end that democracy was considered an appropriate means.
Holmes, this is Jessica Helen Lopez, your favorite dangerous woman, and you're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Addiction Show with Nick Furious and Loki. Keep it locked right here.
Keep it locked right here. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, this stuff is fresh. something fresh. Rips and raps, man, we like to eat flesh. Big bad zombie, nicknamed marijuana, honky. Don't mess with me, I'll blast Charlie. Hey, where's Charlie? I'm off to see the Yankees get beat by the White Sox in the playoff roster. Yeah, you motherfuckers step off, you imposters. Better not step up or step out.
Yeah, step out. Don't push your neck out. I'll hit it. I'll break it. Yeah, break it wide open. Scoping to leave you left. There's nowhere to be coping. To the left or right side of you. I'm all up inside of you. There's nowhere you can hide from me from. Where are you at? I don't know, I got my bad aim at your temple. Yeah, yeah, and your residential. Every girl be burning, you're never learning. I'm concerned, kid, cause you don't got a future. Yeah, you're leaving yourself wide open. And I shoot you down, I shoot you down.
Take 10 paces and turn and shoot. 1, 2, 3.
I didn't wait for them to turn around, I turn early. I'm blasting, hit them upside the head when I'm like, whoa, early. Now your dead blood bleeding red up on the concrete. If you know what's good, you better leave. This is just a metaphor from a big rapper. I'm a big man, but I don't shoot guns, never, no way. Nah, it's not me, I just like the verbal artistry and warfare. And I would never lie about who I am in here or out there. And I chase the hair down the lair for the dragon if it's lunch. And when I eat you for the hunch, man, I'm Brady Bunch Alice. And I punch you motherfuckers like I got my curls. Y'all know these girls and boys, they get the world. But if we know what's good for us, we make it up. We make it up. We make it up. This is integrity. We always making up the rap stuff.
I had a paper route when I was a kid. I was a paper boy. I was supposed to go to 2,000 houses or 2 dumpsters.
Konnichiwa, huh? Konnichiwa. I am Master Furious, a.k.a. Miyamoto Musashi Kawasaki Kuricho Sony something.
No,
that's
or other. Racist.
I really, really, crack.
Beer sounds good.
Sapporo. Hi, hi. So we here do support the Japanese community. I kid you not. I'm not joking. I'm a big fan. I really love Jackie Chan. No, I'm just kidding.
I hate Japanese restaurants. That's just
not Japanese.
Good.
I love Japanese people. Their culture, it's very rich.
You know what they're not too great at is making nuclear reactors, though.
Fuck you, Shima. Okay. That is horrible.
Fuck us all, I think. I think we're fucked.
You really don't think they're ever going to contain it?
Pretty sure that beer you're drinking is irradiated, son.
Eradicated? You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Dixon Show with Loki and Nick Furious, Episode 10. Something about your mom. Paragraph here.
There's just something about your mother. Nick's really enjoying his beer during this segment. We're just going to do a halftime of awful slurping sounds, make you guess what they are. I feel like the show's been more homoerotic than usual. Is that the case?
I think that's just your lack of sleep kicking in, buddy. I don't feel it at all.
No? Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, it's definitely just you. Remember that. If you're listening to the show, This is our 10th show, but we've been off a couple more than 2 months, and we're happy to be here, come back every week. Got a really good segment later for the pod people. The Brutta Project, one of my other favorite local bands.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, dude, sick stuff. Interview with Waldo. You were looking for Waldo. Well, I found the motherfucker, and I talked to him, all right? So just get ready for that.
Furious is where the music's at.
You know I go out a lot and try to gain favor with these people because they're my friends and they deserve some play, you know? We all deserve it. Let's take care of each other, you know what I'm saying? Positivity, no more negativity. Reach forward for a new world of identity. Come on, people, change your gender. No pretender. I'ma tell you right now, I wanna lend you a helping hand. No more do I wanna be in charge. I wanna be your friend. Let's get down and get on. I wanna hug, I wanna tell you that I love you. I'm just sick and tired of being pissed off about everything. I'm calling me furious, but I can just be excited. Don't need to be a big dick
wanna straight write it. I really wanna let it go right now, cause it's negativity no more, man, I'm out no more.
Yeah, I'm smiling, cause I'm blowing big clouds. No longer wilding, rapping so loud, but sometimes we bring it quiet. No need for an internal riot. Yeah, you know the beat I ride it. Yeah, you know the beat I ride it.
On the corner, give me depth, and we wind up being friendly. What's the problem with that anyway? Many people wanna go walking around pissed off. I got a block, knock it off my shoulder. Why am I pissed off? I am always all sober. I just wanna find a place in the world where all the boys and girls love letters in a twirl. Not everything is perfect, but we gotta try. I love the positivity, and I don't lie.
Yeah, I'm keeping positive. Smile on my face, that's the way I live. Every day I'm not inside of a rat race. Yeah, you know I'm a slave. I won't obey the master race. Not marching while I'm beating the drum, son. Yeah, you know that I'm on one. Doing my own thing, using my brain.
Using my brain and things. Bending the hand chain.
Where's your dollar? I try not to holler when I get you back.
I'm shaking, I'm trying to tell you people I'm not a squatter. I'm here to stay, and this is my land. This is my opportunity to come and break bread. Ha! We all together come into place and into the fuzz. Man, I'm leaving it behind with the buzz. Screaming, what the fucking WTF? When I'm on the microphone, I'm you screaming, what the heck? Step, yeah, I strip it and down. I'm coming back around one more time to keep the town. Keep it positive and keep it fresh. Keep it lighthearted, man, and we can manifest the best. We can manifest. The best, the best.
I got neutrons and electrons, yeah. Inside of me can get some, yeah. Got the chemistry you need, yeah. We can intertwine indeed, yeah. Puffing all kinds of weed, yeah. We're like the mighty seed. Charged up and we're ready to run, yeah. We'll crumble like croutons into a salad, oh so satisfying. Crunchy, yeah, yeah. You're eyeing a little bit more. They can hear it along with the visual display. Every time we play, every time we play, we hit the stage in a man motherfucking rage. Yeah, you can see it in my face. I didn't come here to play, you came here to play. All the demons living inside of us, they can't hide from us, cause we're coming positive. It's how we live. Lord forgive if we live in the wrong way. Hitting replay never was the way, never the way to go. In New Mexico, we just move.
And now for another edition of NFL Conspiracy Theories on Rips and Raps, the radio whistling program.
There's been much speculation this offseason regarding Jacksonville running back Maurice Jones-Drew and his refusal to report to training camp while he holds out. Drew will be missed, his team said. The reality is, he's holding out because he's actually Roger Goodell, and he's been extra busy this offseason with concussions and bounties. He just needs a break, guys. Give him a break, man.
All right. What's going on? This is Nick Furious from the Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixie Show. I'm chilling outside a launch pad with my boy Waldo, who plays with a great band from Albuquerque called the Brudda Project. What's going on, Waldo?
Howdy. Howdy, howdy.
So tell me a little bit about the Brudda Project. What do you guys feel is your philosophy when it comes to music? You guys do a lot of acapella, a lot of jam out, a lot of jam band stuff. What would you say is your number one philosophy as a band?
It just depends on the vibe.
So you guys kind of go with it?
Yeah.
You go with it. What's your number? You play the guitar.
Yeah.
You sing a little bit.
A little bit.
He's a little claustrophobic.
What? Yeah, I noticed that. What's your favorite part about performing live versus maybe like say recording or practicing or something where there's nobody out there to listen?
I play with some amazing individuals.
You really do. Tell us who they are. You name your band?
Yeah, Danny the Heart, Mr. Cody Jones, Pax, Lon.
You really do have an amazing group of folks.
Sam is badass.
For sure. And you guys are pretty open. You guys have invited me up a few times. You're really open to the MC thing, to the vibe. And we actually, you know, as MCs appreciate that. So thank you.
Look, the band's kind of one of those bands where I'm like, we're just having fun.
I love that. You guys look like it.
We're having fun. And if there's somebody else in circle that, like, has something to bring to the table and offer and wants to jump up.
Well, sincerely, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. Let me ask you one more quick question, Waldo. If people want to check out the Bread Up Project, where can they find your music? Do you guys have a website, an email, anyway?
Reverb Nation, we're on there.
Reverb Nation.
The Bread Up Project, last Reverb.
And how do you spell Bread Up Project?
B-R-U-D-D-A-H.
B-R-U-D-D-A-H. Once again, I want to thank you for the interview, my friend. It's always a pleasure to see you out. This is Nick Furious from the Whistle and Diction Show, ripping and rapping downtown Albuquerque. Keep it locked right here. Peace.
Get those bins and get them in the
plane. Move on,
get them
people.
In the plane right now. Come on.
It is a beautiful fucking day
here.
Pedro. Who knew that smuggling cocaine could be so goddamn easy? Hey, Nick, did you have any idea this shit would be so easy?
Man, this is the easiest thing we've ever done, Loki.
Let's go through the checklist.
Come on, Brandon. Let's get in the plane and sit down. Okay. All right. What do we got? Cocaine? Check.
Check.
Okay. Plane? Check. We got our seatbelts on.
Got it.
All right.
With flag. Right. Got it.
Gracias, hombre. Okay, we're trying to take off. Wait a minute. We have any kind of parachutes? Shoot. I don't have any parachutes.
Did we fuel up before we took
off?
Oh,
my God. I forgot to put it in the fucking shit, man.
Well, I guess we're going to die.
We were going to die. It was our day to die when we hit the sky. We forgot. We forgot to put the fucking gas in the plane. We knew that it was our time to go the day we put the coke on the plane and tried to make the roll. Man, we forgot we were so messed up thinking about the money. We didn't even put the gas tank nozzle in the plane, honey. What the fucking sucking stupid ass motherfuckers that we were. We even forgot it. We didn't have any parachutes neither. Man, what the fuck? I'm surprised I remembered my sneakers. So I'm like, damn. We knew it was our time to go. At least we weren't up in the blaze of smoke and coke.
Yeah, we might go up in a little blaze. In a couple minutes, we're gonna hit the stage. I don't mean hitting it to rock the mic. I mean like, we're gonna hit the last stage of our flight. Yeah, hitting the ground, smashing all over it. They're looking around for our body parts in the wreckage. And they'll find all kinds of unmarked money behind the hidden wall in the plane. This was insane, what a stupid plan. But we made so many grands, making them, stacking them in stacks. Back to back, we went to 3 Super Bowls, in fact, yeah. We bought out every team in the league. That's the latest conspiracy, did you hear it? George Teague has been cloned and playing for all of them. Yeah, we're straight boned, man. Yeah, we can't solve our problems, we're crashing down fast. Going down, we're going down. Can't solve them, we're crashing down fast. We're going down, going down.
We forgot, we're going down. With the propeller no longer going round. And I know we on this hot plane getting up, but we forgot to properly fuel it up. And
what the heck, man, we've been doing this for years. I'm surprised we made such a dumb mistake like little kids.
Yo, it just seems kind of funny in hindsight now that I'm an angel living up in heaven. Yeah, right, I don't believe in that guy shit. I'm just like a motherfucking person. And when I'm done, man, everything gets reabsorbed into the atmosphere like the grand compost. I'm composted, and if you don't like it, I'm along with roasted. I'm like eating orange and I like the acidic. My mind is so rhythmic. I like my boy Riddick. He got a DW Hiddick, and that sucks some Diddick. And I can tell you right now, I came to get the bridges of Madison County. And if you encounter us, you better not mess around, cause we damn sick and synonymous. Like when I thrust with nickel bound, nickel plated, you all pass it to the microphone, Loki, tell him.
Shit. Yeah, I'm like a motherfucking Tyrannosaurus with a thesaurus. Oh, the rappers are scared of me. Yeah, I'm like a rabbit. You can't grab it because I'm slippery and oiled up. Yeah, that's right. That's how I roll. Oiled up like a fucking hare.
You mean like a greased up hair, like a bunny rabbit or something?
Yeah, like a rabbit that's been dipped by, okay. held by its ears okay. and dipped in Crisco.
Now I know who's been in the rabbit hole, you little crazy Alice.
Yo, I'm close to legally insane with my lack of sleep right now. It's like I've been tweaking, but I don't got any of the benefits.
You're Alice in Chains tweaking on the weekends, yo. You're like so Alice, you're just Alistair McDermott, whoever that may be. Whatever. Oh, I love this song. It's so epic. Sorry.
Yo, am I tripping? Am I awake right now?
I don't know.
Feel like
this is kind of. I just keep thinking Freddy's gonna jump through the wall or the Kool-Aid. Yeah. You know, hey Kool-Aid. You know, it's gonna be. Oh yeah.
Who ordered the Kool-Aid?
Wow! Don't touch me there, Kool-Aid bottle, Kool-Aid pitcher. Hey, this has been Riffs and Raps, the Whistlin' Diction Show, with myself, Nick Furious, and my good friend and colleague, Loki Brandon Atencio and Nicholas Furious Myers.
What's up,
buddy? Shoot, we used our names. We are here every week for your pleasure, and we hope that you feel the buildup of something great coming. Something that you've never felt before, ready to explode out of your membranes.
We're kind of like really entertaining gigolos. You know, you call us up
right.
every week, but we're free.
We're free.
Which I guess just makes us man sluts, right? That's not really, that's even less honorable. But we will orally fuck you in your ear holes every week on this podcast, and you will love it.
Not
you will
orally.
Love every second of it.
Orally, yes.
We will orally, yes.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Mandate. Mandate, the show where you leave your bitch at home and go out with the boys, all homies, no homos. Mandate. Every week on Thursdays on Fox Casa Bloobs. Wait, it's not really on a
That's
real
not
radio.
What it's called.
It's not on a station, really. We may. So, yeah, and you, dude, I finished up my last semester at Naginatech this last week. I got my third degree from them. This one is in reflexology and the effectors of the Adams bomb.
That's bomb.
They told, yeah, the Adams bomb. That's what I said. Like, that's bomb. Adams bomb.
They teach you about dudes named Adam.
Yeah,
and
how bomb he is. Yeah. Really, this degree fixes to get me into the workplace. At an alarming rate, I expect to earn my potential as a working clone bee automaton drone mother...
That is alarming. I am alarmed. That is an alarming rate.
Speaking of alarming, we did see and witness the first week of the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Hello, cheerio, pip, pip. Speaking of races, Chipson.
Competition.
Chipson.
Athletic achievement. Peak performance.
Little girls in spandex. And boys. Little people in spandex. I saw a midget holding whatever they light it with.
There's a fucking archer that has no arms, and there's a blind archer.
What
a blind archer. I'm not kidding.
Way,
there's a blind
no.
archer in the Olympics.
No.
Not a joke.
I think we could talk blind on forever. Archer. I mean, we pretty much never stop talking. And you know,
that's enough, the both of you.
Ow! What the
fuck?
This show has been brought to you in part by Loki and Nick Furious and the genius that has produced this show. Nick Furious is the producer of the program and puts together the sounds you hear every week. Together, this is Rips and Raps. Thanks to www.freefx.co.uk for special effects. To all of our sponsors, Mandate, and of course, thank you, Loki, for being here tonight.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to settle in, get comfy, grab the mic, and spit some of your own raps. Take some of your own riffs. Do your own thing. It's a 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. Who's it brought to us by this week, Nick?
Brought to you by Monsanto. Genetically modifying a better world, one plant at a time. Monsanto.
I love those guys. Yo, have a good week.
We'll see you next time. Rips and Raps. Peace out. All right, quick plug. This is Nick Fury. I will be guest appearing on the Batwings for Lab Rats podcast with Loki this Thursday night. It will be released next week. Not sure when, but keep an eye out for it. It's a little bit longer of a podcast, a little bit more issue-driven, a little bit more banter and less rapper. Check that out. Enjoy your night. Or day.
What up? You're listening to Rips and Raps on the Occupy Underground Radio Network. I'm
your
host, Nick Furious, and I got some people on the line with me. What's going on, y'all?
What up?
Oh, man, someone must be Greg Swartzen or something.
It's Greg Swartzen. He's in the room with me. We got Mary Stockman on the line. What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Happy 4th.
Woo, dude, did you see that? That freaking lightning is amazing.
Isn't it?
There's all kinds of action out here. There's like cop sirens
literally,
and all kinds of stuff.
Literally cooler than any firework I saw tonight was that lightning storm for sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's still going on too.
Oh yeah, it's still powering away for sure.
Wow.
Silas, chill.
I'm also gonna bring in good friend Rob Nakai.
This is brought to you by Monsanto. You guys are fucking dorks.
Yo, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
you're on. Thank you, though, Mary, for the plug. We got Rob Nakai on the line. What's going on, my friend?
What's up, everybody? Twitter at Holiday Rob.
Holiday
hey,
Rob.
Guys. Holiday hey. Rob. Hey, I got to man whore myself. I got to heat whore it up.
It's
oh, yeah.
Fucking holiday, so Holiday Rob. What are you two, let's say, first Rob and then Greg, what are you two gentlemen most thankful for on this Independence Day 2013?
Oh, hands down, the rain and the lightning. That was dope. That was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I would agree. The lightning and the fireworks at the same time was probably the most gnarly part.
I got video of that shit. If you want to check it out, I'm on YouTube, Media Icons.
It was very spiritual.
On YouTube.
It was very spiritual. It was very, very deep. It was moving. It was cool.
I was very spiritually touched. I was touched by the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
that. That sounds dirty. You're dirty.
It could be. It possibly could be. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh, here goes one. Bam! That was cool.
Dude!
Ooh,
and lightning right behind
out.
It. And lightning right behind it.
Out.
Amazing.
Our
oh, man, your dog
crazy.
Does not like that stuff.
No, he loves it. He wags his tail the whole time.
See,
it's exciting.
This is what happens when you light off fireworks, people. You piss off a dog. You really do. You really don't have
no,
any
he's not
remorse.
He's got his tail wagging. He's a happy puppy.
All right.
Well,
so, hey, guys.
We cheer.
Super excited. So, what's the program, Mary? What are you listening to? What are the listeners out there listening to right now?
They were listening to Rips and Raps. That was episode 10, and that was with Nick Fury and Loki. Loki is lead singer for Batwings for Lab Rats.
And we're filling
He's never
in
been
for your
on the
show,
show before, with... but he was on Nick's show for a while. Now it's Nick Fury and friends!
Right.
Right.
And we're filling in. We're filling in tonight for Ben and the gang and Corey and everybody else.
Yes,
of course.
Benjamin
we're here with
and
Ben.
Frankie Metro and Lindsay and Acacia are all on their way to Oakland to this poetry slam. We had some guests
Happy
on a while
trail,
back that were pimping their parents. It's like a crawl.
Happy trail.
Yes.
What?
So they're on their way to Oakland right now. To go get drunk and watch some slam poetry and music and
safe travels.
Have a blast. Yeah. Drink lots of coffee and do beatnik kind of shit and like scream some poetry naked, covered in mud, rolling around and stuff.
Naked bike ride in Portland.
Yeah.
That's like hundreds of people. They're all naked. It's cool.
Portland? They're in Oakland. I don't think they
want
to do that in Oakland.
From
I thought he said he was
bad.
Going to Portland too. Maybe not.
No, Acacia is. She's going home.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
She's going home.
I'm sure Oakland has great ones.
Rob, what are you doing? What has your night been like?
My night has been fantastic. It's been amazing. We've had bratwurst and burgers and really good array of chips to choose from. All kinds of crisps, as the English say. It's been pretty awesome. It's been pretty dope. And that the rain with the fireworks, who could ask for more, really, on a 4th of July?
Hell yeah.
So are you going to be coming to the party tomorrow at an undisclosed location, Rob? Are you going to be joining us tomorrow while Band with No Name, and I think Good Green, and we're not for sure, but maybe a
the
parent of my brother
project? Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Maybe Element 37, we'll see.
Totally down.
Are you coming, Rob? Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah,
are
I'm
you
down.
Coming, Rob?
Rob, are you coming?
Not yet, guys. I can't do it when you give me. When I'm under pressure.
You can't do it when you're under pressure.
Just relax.
That's the true.
Let Mary
the true nature of independence, right there. The true nature of independence is jerking off wherever and whenever you want.
Right. You have to do it at your own
once
pace.
Again,
independence.
Once again,
being
if you're
free.
Out there listening, Mary, what?
That's being free. Forget the pressure. Just be free. Just go with it, man.
All right,
if you're out there and you're listening to
Occupy.
Underground Radio, 4th of July, 2013, Nick Furious filling in for Ben.
I think this is episode
20,
Nick. Nick, I think this is our episode 20.
You want to hear episode 20? Well, I can play episode 20 later. Right now, I got queued up. Ritz and Rap.
No, this is
Whistler
our
Richard.
Episode 20. This is Occupy Underground Radio episode 20.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Episode 20.
That's
amazing.
That's awesome.
You guys are just barely out of your teens. You guys are getting out into college. You're finally figuring yourself out. You know, you have a couple of girlfriends. You're not sure if you want to commit yet. And you're,
you're
second major. But you're doing good.
Yes.
You're 20. You're going to make it.
20.
You're going to make it.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it.
You're
going to
be all right there. All right there, okay?
Yeah, here comes one. Boom.
It's not independent. Boom. Oh, boom. Did you see that one?
Boom.
Cool, man.
They're going crazy. Well, we're going to listen to up next on the program. We've got a little more music for you. Another episode of Rips and Raps, a classic episode. We're going to take you back. You just last heard episode 10. We're moving to episode 13. With myself, Nick Sirius, and my buddy Loki. So, you guys stick around. We're going to have another talk point here in a little bit. Hope everybody out there in the world is having an amazing 4th of July. Watch the bill, keep an eye on the kids. And say goodbye, everybody. We're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 13, right after this.
On Occupy Underground
Radio.
Out,
everybody.
All right.
Peace.
Hey, you just touched my butt. Don't do that.
Oh my God, the birds are flying south for the winter.
Yo, fuck those geese, man. They're loud as shit.
Geese, once I held a turkey to a piece of paper and I traced it and it looked just like my hand.
The following program contains strong language and subject matter. Listener discretion's advised.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show, starring Loki and Nick Fury.
Ricky Ricardo's wrinkled rocket.
Ew.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
That's right, get the fuck down!
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Fucking
bitch, right.
Move!
Yeah.
And I'll
that's
execute
right.
every motherfucking
oh, she's serious,
one
too.
Of you!
Dude, I think we're part of the robbery.
Serious.
I think they're robbing this place,
oh.
Not us. We should probably give them our shit.
Right, here's my shit. It's the one that says bad motherfucker on it.
Good evening and welcome to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program. My name is Nick Furious and I'm here with my co-host Loki.
What up?
Tonight we have a special, special and very riveting guest for you. His name is Rusta Rhymes, and he is standing right next to me. What's up, Rusta?
Oh, yeah, not much, man. Thanks for having me out on the show. It's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast and a gas. And that's precisely what episode 13 is all about. New frontiers, new excitement.
This episode is going to be lucky, I'm telling you.
They're opening a new frontier? I didn't know there's a new frontier.
Yeah, new frontiers for everybody.
Man, I can't believe they're still closed during 1 and 5.
I know, man.
What other hour span? There's no other time to go to Frontier
so
except between 1 and 5 a.m.
It's the worst restaurant ever for where it is and what it is, and that's why that at least the late hours. If you don't know, we're talking about the Frontier Restaurant in beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico, right by campus. It's a quote-unquote staple of the campus area, but unfortunately they don't make very good food. It's all overpriced. They have slave labor, and I hate the Republican conservative bastards that own the place. So, that being said...
And those sweet rolls are microwaved as fuck these days.
Microwaved,
right?
Yeah.
They're all rubbery.
Or as the employees there would say, la microondas. I'm just kidding.
Don't be racist.
I'm craving Frontier now.
Right. Let's stop the broadcast. We're going to go. So, yeah, we got Rusta in the house. He's a local, well, not really local. He does live in Albuquerque. He's from here, I believe, but he's been all around, lived in Chicago. He does comedy. He does some hip-hop comedy, some very, very Chevy Chase-like hip-hop comedy where he fumbles around with crazy wordplay and has fun with your emotions.
I'm actually serious all the time. People just find it funny, but it's from the heart.
That sucks.
I know, man.
It's serious from the heart. Well, that's right. But, you know, today we're actually recording at an earlier time, so it's kind of a different energy, but this is the episode that will be out very soon. So you'd all need to strap your seatbelts on and get ready for the Rips and Raps.
Yeah, mic,
put your mic where your mouth. Put your mic where your mouth. Put your mic where your mouth.
Yeah, Rips and Raps, doing
my
crap. Doing it like this and like that, like boom, boom, bap. With an uppercut, yeah, straight to move your motherfucking nuts. I had to get low to get my knuckles up there. Yeah, don't be scared, don't be caught unaware. It's L-O-K-I and don't you dare stare as I'm walking down the street at my silly fucking hair.
I'm in my underwear, but I was never made aware that when I'm in my chair, rocking back and forth like a little baby man. I'ma tell you I'm stop whining if I could just get on this microphone and bust it like a hymen. I love it when I bust it, it's like the first time, addicted like a drug to the rhyme. And I love it so much, mom, I gotta write you a poetry poem and put it up on the wall so everybody can know it. And I'm telling y'all, this is the Rips and Rap Show. If you a vegetable, you better wake up and play with your balls. You better get your vaginal ass terrier like a terrier, Scottish terrier, marrier.
He's a terrier, but I'm a pit bull. Not like the rapper, I'm out of control. Chewing on some shit, but I'm looking dapper. Got a new collar, man, I'm in the crapper. I got a toilet installed in my doghouse. Yeah, so when my craps come, they roll out. Yeah, we're like some motherfucking rappers doing this shit, man, doing it. What's happening, Nick? What we doing next on the show where we like to flex all these lyrical rhymes that we're writing off of the top of our heads? You're invited to check out Nick, he's my friend. Coming up next on the mic, don't pretend it's not the best you've ever heard, but word, here it goes, 1, 2, 3, Nick,
get a third. Put your mic where your mouth is, to everybody if you go by an ounces, you better find me cause I'm keeping trounced when I'm smoking up, man, I'm giving y'all the weed, the green, we do it up, man, we smoke it in the motherfucking bongs and vaporizers, and when I'm on the mic, I'm like gonna keep rising higher than every other average MC out there. What we do every week is not apparent, but let me break it down for you parents, we don't want kids here, this show's about the adults and drinking a beer and smoking the green and getting right down with a little something different, man. We know we ain't clowns, so we freestyle, give you something nice to listen to, and then we give you banter and some skits too. And if you like that, I'm always out on the scene doing the pop people, representing for my peeps, and that's what's up. Yeah, I said it once, I'll say it again, so I'ma pass it over to my friend. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, Loki, let's go, man, let's get all sulky and let's get all bulky.
Yeah, I'm getting bulky in my pant area. Why you staring fur? What the fuck, man? You're looking at my regional fur. Down below, right there, right fur. Yeah, that's where I want you to touch me. Now we're hugging, lovely, stroking me. Backward to front, front to back. Yo, pass the blunt. Sit, L-O-W-K-I. Put a W in the middle so you can say hi to me when I'm accessible like George Bush the second. Yeah, wrecking this shit with this kush.
The name is the Furious Rapper right here. I'm from Albuquerque, man, I'm loving this right here. I've been rapping ever since I was a young ass tyke. And when I'm on the mic, y'all are screaming yikes. Y'all, you know what's coming up, this is the way we do it. I smoke and get a little more fluid and fluid. Yeah, man, that's how it happens with the Rips and Raps radio broadcasting. I'm smacking your ass and I'm doing backflips and I'm like, oh, on Donner and on Blitzen. I'm not Richard Nixon, but I'm just not a crook. So if you want to mess around, man, you better hit me with a book and knock me down once again, let's go. It's the Rips and Raps program from New Mexico. If you want to tune in, what you got to do is go over to your iTunes and subscribe, dude. Come on, it's that easy. You can listen at your leisure. That's what we do, man. We push it every measure. Rips.
Yo, this is DJ Philo, Skull Control Records, Black Ops, Third Deck Pressure. You're tuned in to Rips and Raps with Loki and Nick Fury. Keep it locked.
Escapists, and we never racist. We try to be real. We turn the head for the bowl, so I had to keep it real. So let's listen up, man. We got more flows with my main man Low. Get up on the mic and flow.
Yeah, I flow because I got breath control. Hand me the bowl, let me poke it. Whoa, I'm way too high. I'm floating through the sky. I'm like cloud nine, and we're eating some pie. Why, oh, why?
Hit this bowl.
all the same, repetitive, the same old thing. It's a shame, it's the same, it's all lame. So I try to find a new aim, so y'all can't blame me for this angle fee.
Please, we came to rap and sing for your entertainment, we're not wearing bling. Well, I do have this bracelet on, but it's alright, man. Someday this shit'll all be gone. It'll be like decaying. I'm not playing. The world just keeps on going, no delaying. Into the future, man. And now I'm spraying my lyrics all over tracks, man. Come on.
Fucking prick.
Fuck you.
Come on, people, now. Let's move on. Yeah.
put it behind you like what? Condoleezza Rice? Let her play at that golf course? Who gives a fuck anyway, right? I mean, what if all just a cautionary tale of what could be but hasn't happened in 60 years, man? We all segregated, and we all just barely floating along trying to keep it elevated. But I'm telling y'all, I'm pissed off and I'm penetrating. I'm perturbed and I'm pretty disturbed, and I'm sure
you're listening to the Rips and Raps Radio Network right here with Loki and Nick Furious. Whistling Diction.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is gross, dude.
Man, mud up to my knees.
My Nikes are ruined.
Look at that one, dude. He's actually sniffing his own butt. Is it smelling bacon or what, bro?
I didn't know pigs were that flexible, dog.
I can't believe my probation officer made me do this shit, man. This is crap.
I can't believe he told you he wanted to go to a pig farm and pork a couple of hotties. I can't.
That is actually crap, and that's gross.
That is.
This is a serious, this is community service. We need to buckle down.
That one's giving birth to a butt baby.
Nasty, man. It's just pro life. You hear the pigs here are getting like really violent. The pigs in the South Valley, they're just like biting other
pigs.
Watch
out, watch out, watch out. Oh,
ah,
yeah,
Jimmy, man. They're just like.
See, he's on piss.
Yeah, get on my knee. Get on my knee.
It's my dick.
I know Taekwondo.
His dick. Don't touch.
I know Taekwondo Jitsu.
I got a suicide bomb if shit gets real bad, guys. We'll just take these pigs out.
Is that pig eating bacon?
Yeah, I can honestly say tonight, fucking fuck pigs. You know what I mean? And mean it.
Wait,
that would be metaphorical.
You know, speaking metaphorically, though, I don't really think it's fair to call cops pigs because pigs usually aren't around to defend themselves.
Right, and
in that scenario.
Look at what that guy's doing. If they could do that, if a cop could do what that pig's doing, I'd call them pigs all the time.
That's a gymnastic pig, a wrist of pigs.
Let's get the hell out of here and go have an intermission. What do you guys think?
Yeah, man, that's about a break.
Welcome to Intermission on Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program.
But we're surfing the waves of the Wi-Fi right into your ear holes.
Oh, smooth, you wrote that, didn't you?
That's right.
Smooth.
I just thought of that off the top, like everything on this show.
That's right, it is all improv. Every week, the raps, the skits, I mean, it's predetermined what the music's going to be sometimes. But you can catch us at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. You can also, now we have an official Facebook page. Go like our official Facebook page. It's the Rips and Raps Radio Network. Search it on iTunes, search it on Facebook and go like it on Facebook. Rips and Raps Radio Network. We need your support. Find us on Google Plus. We're expanding. And if you want to email us, where can they find us if they want to give questions or requests? Oh, Loki.
I believe they can find us at ripsandraps@gmail.com. Am I right?
You are indeed correct. On that note, I would like to introduce again our friend Rusta Rhymes in the studio. What's going on, Rusta?
Not a man. I'm on the clock for this. I just ditched out of my Whitey
Eye. Don't tell anybody.
They don't listen.
So he does. So this guy works for Whitey Eye, which is a youth development incorporated or a company here in Albuquerque that does stuff with the youth. But what else do you do? You're a comedian. You're a musician. Tell us.
Stand-up comedy. That's my big thing here in the 505. We've got a really cool scene that, like, nobody knows about. Like, everybody thinks my last boat went away, but it didn't.
Who was actually born, then, when it went?
Yeah, man. The owner of the Blast is a businessman. He didn't care much about the locals, so we all hit the streets, started finding hole-in-the-wall bars, small venues, hookah lounges, bowling alleys, whatever.
And you do a weekly or monthly comedy contest. Tell us a little bit about that, when and how and where.
I do. I host and perform in the third Thursday's comedy contest. Every third Thursday of the month at Terrain Hookah Lounge on Vassar, just off Central.
That's great. So, yeah, you can catch that every, like you said, every third Thursday?
Every third Thursday.
And if they wanted to look at, like, your body of work or find out about that, is there, like, a website or anything that people can look for you online?
Yeah, man. If you look me up on rustycomedy.com, that's my blog. I post videos. I got posts. I got the links to the Facebook and the Twitter and the YouTube and all that jazz. So they can track me down on there.
Well, man, you should probably run backstage real quick because we got to introduce you here in a moment.
Yeah,
we're going to have you perform live, but to make it proper, go grip behind that curtain real quick.
Okay,
and we'll
I got to get
all right, I'm going to tell everybody, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rips and Raps Comedy Club. For tonight, we have Rusta Rhymes. Rusta Rhymes, get up on stage for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What up, Rips and Raps? Y'all ready for this? About to get hectic. Check it. This track goes out to my man Biggie Smalls, Tupac Shaka, and the Doctor of Hip Hop, Dr. Seuss. Left foot, right foot, right. Feet in the morning, feet at night. Left foot, right. Left foot, right foot, low foot, high foot. Front feet, back feet, red feet, black feet. Left foot, right foot, feet. Oh, how many, many feet you meet? Slow feet, quick feet, 6 feet, up feet, down feet. Here come cloud feet, small feet, big feet. Here come
big feet, his feet, her feet, fuzzy fur feet. In the house and on the street, how many, many feet you meet? Up in the air feet, over a chair feet, more and more feet, 24 feet. Here go more and more and more feet, left foot, right foot, feet, feet, feet. Oh, how many, many feet you meet? Biatch!
We'd like to thank Rusta Rhyme for his time tonight on the Ritz and Rap Radio Show.
He's
gonna stick around, give him some love.
He's gonna rap with us tonight. Matter of fact, you wanna get intergalactic with us?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's get intergalactic, just like an alien. I'm here and I'm here to play again, just like Plato. I don't need the putty. My name's Rusta Rhymes, I'm the new Kid Cudi. A little bit funny, a little bit goofy, a little bit tired cause I just ate a roofie. That's alright, that's how we do, and we just came to drop it for you. Dropping it for you, yeah, but you better warn your crew. We're in another dimension, you're just pretending. Look at us over in the galactic, getting your ass kicked. We're coming in on the UFO, yeah, and we're filming it, let's go. Put the camera on and let that shit roll. Doing it with Nick and Rusty, gonna give you a rusty trombone. Boners, what I got just thinking, blinking. No, you're not, you're thinking.
Oh, he just ate a roofie, but me and my stomach hurting. I need to go and make poopy. It's kind of soupy, I just, my butt's drooping. I ate a little bit of too many grapes, so my butt's raped by a rake. Stick it up there too damn far, you might hit my prostate. When I proselytize on the mic with no fake, hit the galactic planetary like, wait, 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 pass the belt over here. Rip the rap radio kicking in your ear. Intergalactic, come on people, intergalactic. Get up on a spaceship one more time. We got my motherfucking man, Mr. Bus.
Yo, I'll bust this, trust this, y'all can't touch this. Vanilla Ice, you best think twice. I'm Muhammad Ali. Flow like a butterfly, sing like a bee, who I be. I'm Rusta Rhymes, not spit like this. It's a whole crime, crime, perhaps a felony. Okay, see me up in LC, see the shining sea, Rio 2 Bravo. Okay, yo, money, I got Nardo, rhymes like I'm plenty. I drive a witty, okay, yeah, yo, playing mini. Yo, play yogurt, I am a whole flurry, yeah, that's right, yo, get it on your shirt. Yeah, gotta stay on my shirt. It seems they're galactic like Dirk McGurk. What the fuck, I'm like Coach McGurk. We're playing soccer, but my feelings are hurt. Yeah, let's have a beer. During the chorus, I'll make it clear. I'm freestyling anyway, fuck your hook. Yeah, this is how we play, so fuck books. I don't need shit, I don't need to learn. I'm so stupid, take your turn. It's Nick coming up here next. So Nick, grab the mic and just flex. Take that shit, we can get wrecked.
You are listening to the best gosh damn radio program on the internet. And if you have not experienced it, please do for the second time.
Drop!
You know what's gonna happen. I keep rapping, man, I never stop bitch flapping. All you MCs better get geothermal mapping so you can find out where my action skills lay. I can do a little bit of improv with a lay like an alligator or a big damn butterfly. Y'all know I'm a spotterling spottered. Yeah, you can fly me like John Goddard and John Gotti. Bury me in the desert cause I'm so hot, it's a hottie. We keep it wrapped up, masked up with the Rips and Raps program. And every week we the best, but we just keep trying to profess. I confess my love, listen, I'm the best in the Southwest. When I get on it, we may have one more spot. Get on the Rush to Rhymes, get on, you better get on.
Yeah, get on with one more spot. And I'm about to drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, yo. Milk the cow.
I think the cow likes it.
It loves it.
Yeah. We just went to see some pigs.
Next on the agenda?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, creeping up. All the dirt on the floor, man, we're beating guts. Eating them, and we're eating them out. We're beating this shit in your face like a trout or a mackerel. Slapping you with it, now get with it, kid. What were you thinking, man? You should have hit when you heard my step coming down the hall. Now your entire being is in a free fall. Can't see y'all straight because your eyes are messed up. Hit you with the fish, man. Man, that's fucked up. Yo, Nick, why am I doing these things? Come on, get on the mic and beat out their brains.
I beat out your brains like a zombie from Resident Evil, man. I told you, man, the white hip-hop honky.
funky. I'm smoking on the marijuana. I'm a junkie. What can I say, man? I need to get down with Willy Wonky. I'm chocolate factoring in all the factors. If you like my fractures, y'all better beg backwards and bend over so I can tell you I'm like Malik Dover. New York undercover. Motherfuckers, I'm never sober. You call me Yoda, Jedi Master. Run you over. I'm a ghetto bastard with blasters up on my shoulder. I'll make it worse and I'ma kill you right here. The furious rapper, man. You better listen here. I love it when a plan comes together like Hannibal A. Smith. I'm the A-team and I'm blasting at your ass for the whole clip. Flip it up, doing it the different ways and different angles. I love this dub, stepped up, quality and dub, yeah, I'm angels. Yeah, where the angle at, where the veins are at, yo, where's Jesus Christ in your story anyway? I'm just trying to make sure you understand the reality of what you're saying, man. Don't stop springing there, you better stop living there. This be the Rips and Rap Show, you know we keep it relevant. Pass it to my man, Russell Rhymes, so we can get into it. Get right up into it.
Right up into it, man, I just do it like this. Don't matter if you drink a 40 down the fifth or all of the above. Okay, I spread peace and love. I spread it through and streaming just like my wet semen. And I know I hunt your dream straight, lucid dreaming, Krispy Kreme. I'm the real fox. I eat so bad I got a chicken pox. Cause I'm crazy, crazy. Allow me to amaze me. Okay, shit, just don't faze me. Pants a little baggy, shoes a little tight, voice a little black, skin a little white. Oh, yeah, that's great what we do. Okay, sipping on orange juice, juice, juice. Like OJ Simpson. Yeah, you know just what I'm getting. Did he do it, did he do, did he do it, did he not? I don't really know, man, that's the plot, huh, yeah.
What's the plot of this mystery rhyme? We're doing this shit like all of the time. I got my examining magnifying glass out, and I'm examining magnifying bass and trout. I'm obsessed with fish today, and I don't know why. I wish I was a bird way up in the sky, so I could swoop down and grab them out the lake. What the fuck are you doing? You're looking so fake. Walking around dressed like the people on TV. I'm seeing you and I'm getting so sleepy. Your rhymes are stupid and I'm creepy. So I'm following you to your car. What am I doing? You're a superstar. I don't care, I'm gonna eat you. I'm like Jafar. I'm evil and I'm a wizard, a blizzard. I'm causing in your mind till it's freezing. We're doing this shit you thought you were dreaming. But you're not, man, you're not even sleeping. Wake the fuck up, man. You know I'm creeping.
Yeah, he's a blizzard, but I'm some Orange Julius. Cause I'm so sweet like a kitten. Y'all know what's coming up next. The Rips and Raps program. Watch when we flex. Just watch when we break it down. We do a new something at you when we spit some sound. We do it round and round and round again. Come back to the end again. Back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. Back to the beginning.
This episode has been brought to you by the law firm of Don, Da, Don, Don, and Don. We support the Rips and Raps radio broadcast.
All right, so now I'm chilling with Kit as well as Marin from the band The Squash Blossom Boys. We also have the lead singer laughing in the background, having a great time. How are you doing tonight? I forget your name. What was your name?
Hi, my name's Dustin Orbison. I'm having a great night.
See, that's what I love about Squash Blossom. My name's Nick Fury, and we're going to get these guys on the podcast. I got a quick question. As far as Squash Blossom, where can people find your music? Where can they locate you on the interweb?
Well, we're definitely online at squashblossomboys.com, and you also can get us on Facebook. And I think if you Google search us, you'll find us all over the place.
Google it. Okay, so Kit is the banjo player, and I also have the stand-up bass player. The lovely and Miss Beautiful Marin. Real quick, Marin, do you guys have any shows coming up you can let the people know about, where and when, maybe potentially?
We're actually tomorrow morning at the Downtown Growers Market at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
So this will miss that, but you got to keep an eye out because these guys are playing everywhere in Albuquerque. They're making it happen. Tell me real quick, why do you guys love your band? Why do you love what you do?
A lot of fun. It's good dance music. We love the audience getting involved, and all of the music is just fun to dance to and fun to play.
I would agree.
You know, it's high energy. We want crowd participation. You know, everyone should have a good time.
I'm out again on the scene. Tonight I'm at Bert's Tiki Lounge hanging out with my man Kyle from the Squash Blossom Boys. What's going on, Kyle? You guys just finished a great set. Kyle is one of the guitarists for the band. Tell us a little bit about your band. How did you guys come together?
Well, we started off in high school. Actually, we started off as a heavy metal rock band.
Whoa.
We did that for about 3 years, and then started playing reggae. We did reggae around town for about 3 years, and then about
about 6 years ago, we started doing bluegrass, man. We decided to give up the drums and the amps and said, fuck it, we're gonna just play acoustic and play whatever the fuck we want.
That's badass. For those of you that don't know, they are a local bluegrass band from Albuquerque, the Squash Blossom Boys.
No, we do a mix of traditional covers. We do a lot of originals too. I mean, we take rock songs, we take reggae songs, turn them into bluegrass. And we do it. I mean, we just have fun. That's really what it's all about. As long as we're having a good time, it doesn't matter what we're doing, where we're playing. As long as we're having a good time and other people are enjoying it, then that's what we do for.
Ritz and Raps Radio Network, the bomb since 2012. You're listening to Ritz and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show with Loki and Nick Fury. Tonight's special guest, Rusta Rhymes, local stand-up comic. You know what's coming up next. I just want to tell everybody we appreciate the support we do get. Thanks a lot for coming to the Facebook page and liking
love
that
you.
Shit. We do. We really do. Loki and I have a show September 11th, Tuesday at Birch Tiki Lounge, Jam Stain, Bat Wings for Lab Rats, Nick Fury, and of course, Maverickin Slang.
Yes,
Slang.
Be there.
You better be there. Clap it out. Clap it out. Yo, that bitch,
like
back it out.
Church.
Come on, you need to exit the premises. That's right. I'll be the nexus of the whole energy, man. Mind, body, and soul. Let's keep it real short, man, like smoking the bowl. Go 1, 2, 3, then go back to the 4. We got my main man, Rusta, on the floor. Let's roll.
4, 3, 2, 1, rap for fun. I'm a hell of a guy, I'm a son of a gun. So we do it right, and we do it quick. You'll take it, drop it, hit something sick.
I'ma hit it sick like I'm dropping my fucking dick. It's cracking the concrete cause it's so damn thick. Yeah, hey, my friend here is Nick. He's gonna grab the mic next, get with it.
Oh, I like this and we break down with the Rips and Raps improv broadcast now. You never heard what we've done before, so you know you better come back every week and act like a dirty hoe.
Like a dirty hoe, flop it out, yo. I take it, pass it, lick it slow. Okay, yeah, you know I'm in the groove. I took the E out of attitude. Take the E out of them, please make it improv. My name's Rusta Rhymes, I'm a total heartthrob.
He's a heartthrob, I'm a motherfucking damn flop. Look at me, I'm laying down on the damn job. What am I doing, man? I got all kinds of gobs. The gravy in my beard, it feels fucking weird.
He's a heartthrob, and I'm kind of a damn star in distress. With no more distress, and I can't find my own best. Left unsaid, y'all. Come on, people, man, let's go and break some bread.
Break some bread, add a little butter. Right now we got 3 number one stunners. Number one stunner like Stone Cold Steve Austin. My name's Rusta Rhymes, my voice is from Boston. My body's from the 505. So go on, take it low key, keep it alive.
Yeah, keeping it live, we're buzzing like a beehive. You're on your knees, but I'm up in the sky. Floating high, looking like a kite. Disappearing into the sun, losing sight. You can't see me with the naked eye. I'm infinitesimal, it's a blessing. Will you listen to my friend Nick coming up next? Yes, yes, grabbing the mic and he will flex.
You can call me Daddy Warbucks, just like, what the fuck? I'ma slice it up and distribute it everywhere. The big billionaire with big bad baba jam, a big old nutsack. I came to hit you with the scanner. Come on, people, if you like it, don't cause the damage. Rips and Raps program comes back every week with a bandage, so we can brandage and bandage up the shit from last week. Yeah, it's so sweet. Just so sweet. I said it's just so. I said it's just so sweet. I said it's so sweet. It's just so sweet. I said it's so sweet. I said it's just so sweet. I said it's sweet. It's sweet. It's just so sweet. I said it's sweet. It's sweet. It's so damn sweet. I said it's sweet. Sweet. It's just so sweet.
No Shawn Michaels. Okay, yo, I'm a fly flow. Better call Guy Fowl. I rap it on a right hoe. A rapper hoe. Here to Shoshone. My name's Rusta Rhymes. I'm hot like bologna. Pride, pride. I got a little pride, but I ain't gonna stop. Yo, fried bologna. Sizzle, tap, crack, pop. Rice, crispy treat. Don't know the beat. Yeah, I straight up get my pants pleated. Won't be defeated. Okay, or gas straight plasma and need it.
Yeah. Need it, you need it like bread, you will be defeated. I said what I said and I meant it instead of you coming off of the top like a fool. Look at you, man, you're slobbering at the interview. Interviewing you is like talking to a pig, which I already did on this podcast. Bomb blast when we're lighting the fuse, we're like news, so don't get confused. Not talking about the band, talking about inspiration all over the nation.
You know that we're facing a whole new crisis, but it's alright, cause we're gonna rise above goddesses like ISIS.
I'm loving this gig. Where else can you go to work and go talk to the pigs and handle your biz and make a rap program that's so nasty with fizz and have everybody on the street just jacking for this, jacking for beats, jacking for the Rips and Raps radio show program. Nick Furious Rap Liverpool. Man, it's so verbal and the microphone's nice, and I hope you like what we do. We do it every week, right? We do it every week, right?
God,
it's so nice.
Damn,
every week, right here.
Yeah.
Wipe out. All right, you are listening to Rips and Raps, episode 13. Busta Rhymes is our guest tonight.
Are we done already?
We are at the closing moments of a show that has gone by. Once we figured out the headphones scenario snafu, then we moved forward pretty quickly.
That would have been a good podcast on its own, the old headphones
that
would, going on.
We should. That would be a new, yeah, new podcast.
We're actually going to be doing a podcast about our podcast, so you can follow the latest news on the podcast with the podcast about, Nanocast.
Yeah, nanocasting is a new thing. It's just, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you want to pod.
Podcasting is so last week, bro. Shit.
As always, this week, we'd like to thank specialeffects.co.uk for all the help on the special effects. We'd like to thank our guest, Rusta Rhymes, for getting in the mix with us.
Yeah.
You can check him out again. Tell him where online.
Yeah, rustycomedy.com. You can connect to me there. We got a show this Saturday at the Reptilian Lounge with Trick Lock, right next to the box that's on Gold 1 Street south of Central. And the next Wednesday, I'm going to be at Blackbird for poetry and beer, doing some poetry and beer and hip-hop and comedy all in the same place. Good time.
That is a good time.
Go see Rusty. Enjoy that. And don't forget, September 11th, Bert's Tiki Bert. Lounge, mm-hmm. Nick Furious, Batwings for Lab Rat, American Slang, and Jam Stain from California. If you need to hear all that shit again, go back, rewind it, or check the website where it will be listed on our website.
Yeah, I mean, not to continue to go crazy, but we have a new Facebook page, the Rips and Raps Radio Network. Come like us. Find us on Google+. Give us some energy. Email us at ripsandraps@gmail.com if you have any questions.
We should have a new motto. If you want to come like us, come like us.
I like that, actually. That may be the new motto. Model of mottos. Model. The other thing is, every week the show, I produce the show, I put it together, a little bit of love and some fun.
Go.
Thank you very much. Engineer it, put it together. We'd like to thank all the guests, the Squash Blossom Boys, and DJ Philos for being involved in the show. Yeah, and that's how we do it. We try to create with the community, put it out there. If you want to get in touch with us, again, ripsandraps@gmail.com. Find us on iTunes. Tell your friends. Don't forget to spread the word, you know?
Yeah. Big ups to Rusty. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
So cool. We have such a cool art scene, music scene, poetry scene, and it's like we're finally all starting to come one and meld together.
We're like a jello mold. We're all just little fruits in a jello mold.
Yeah, we're a creepy crawler thing where you put too much of the glue in the creepy crawlers and the two bugs connected. We're that.
And now for the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. This week brought to you by two people, Nell Carter from Give Me a Break and Gary Oldman.
I didn't even know what that means.
Peace. Peace out. Have a good day.
Later, y'all.
We'll be right back.
I'm unmuted. Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
hello, who's this?
Barry, it's Nick Furious, and I got Rob
hello.
And Greg with me.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Well, you know, it's the 4th of July, and I'm watching some fireworks and some lightning and drinking some wine and chilling on the front porch.
Did you see the Eskimos fireworks?
Yeah, I did. I actually did. Olivia and I
were
walked
cool?
down to the south lot and watched. It was
nice.
Nice.
Very cool.
It's been beautiful. The weather, the temperature, everything has just been so incredible.
The lightning still is incredible down south.
It, dude, that lightning has been amazing. Even, I mean, it's forking all over the place. It's forking. It's forking.
Whoa.
What are you doing, Nick? Are you guys still at the party across the street?
We're hanging out at our friends Tyler and Ashley's house, and we're back and forth. We're putting on the show. We're listening to it. We're jamming. You've been listening to old classic episodes of the show Rips and Raps, which actually airs every Wednesday night on blogtalkradio.com/literaryunderground right here at about 9 p.m. You can catch a new episode of Rips and Raps. So
you guys
that's
are
all
on
doing.
Wednesdays?
Eating...
I thought you were on Tuesdays, right?
We're on
no,
Wednesdays.
On Wednesday.
Don't tell me what day
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
on.
Right.
I know what day,
no,
man.
I know
Wednesday.
You know. I was just, I'm, you know what? It's the 4th of July. I'm just seeing if you're paying attention. Wednesdays,
Mary.
What?
Wednesdays, man.
Okay, all right. I believe you. It's a hump day.
Okay.
Get your hump
okay,
out
good.
With the Rips and Raps on Wednesday nights on the Occupy, like Literacy Underground, right? Blog
the Literary
Radio.
Underground, yep.
Literacy.
Yeah, and we're filling in for Occupy right now, the Underground Radio. Band with No
yeah,
Name has
here.
A show. Tell everybody about Saturday night, Mary.
Saturday night we're going to be at Elliot's. It's a benefit show, and I'm... I sound like an asshole right now because I'm not really for sure who we're benefiting, so fill me
his
in.
Name
Nick,
is
what's
Brad,
going on with that?
His name is Brad Lewis. He was a friend of the community, a musician who sadly through his depressive states took his own life. He's a really cool guy, and his family is going to be there and trying to raise some money to just lift the spirits and make some things easier. So it's a great cause and a great something for Band With No Name and every artist who's there to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So that'll be at Elliot's on Saturday. And the benefit starts when, Nick? Doesn't it start like around 5 or so?
It actually starts at 4. But, yeah, 5 is a good time to go. There'll be other artists. There'll be some magic and some mysteries and some fun Scooby-Doo kind of shit going down, man. I'm joking about that. But it's going to be sick.
It's going to be sick.
So
it will be sick.
It'll be fun. And then... Band With No Name is headed to Durango, Colorado. If you like great music and you're going to be
oh
in the
my
Durango
goodness.
Area, Thursday, July 11th at...
Summit.
At the Summit.
The Summit.
Band With
the
No
Summit
Name representing the land of enchantment in Durango, Colorado at the Summit.
Land of
we're
enchantment.
All gonna, yeah.
Enchantment.
We're going to have a fun time.
Oh, some people call it entrapment because once you move here, it's kind of hard to leave. So, but I like to say land of enchantment because it is enchanting. I love New Mexico. But I'm a desert.
Very beautiful.
Girl, so it is. Which will be fun because we get to go camping. Don't we get to go camping, guys? Wow.
Yeah.
Camping.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of frickin' July. Hopefully the crew, Ben and his crew driving out to California made it or are making it safely. And
yep.
We look forward to seeing all those that are coming to the shindig tomorrow night. Bring something to imbibe. And
bring your mama's
and
potato salad. Bring your
and
special
your
macaroni salad. Bring some chicken legs. Bring your legs, because there's going to be dancing. There's going to be dancing. And if you have chicken legs, well, I want to see some dancing.
There's going to be dancing.
Because we're going to make you
there's lots of dancing.
Prancing. I've been prancing around.
All of the dancing.
Dancing,
lots
please.
Of dancing.
Oh, you're so
I need more
dancing. I can't believe it.
Beer. 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 Beer.
Who's beer?
Beer.
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 Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. All right. This is Nick Furious. I'm hanging out. Mary, you've been a great pleasure to host a show with. You really are fun. You know that?
Fun.
Yes.
Talking to Mary. Where is she?
Fun times. Fun times. Yes. Much fun times.
Oh, my God. What happened to you?
Hey, where did I go? Where did I come back? Hey. I'm here.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
It was nice
to
meet you.
We are
going to
play... Wait,
are you
what?
Play another episode? Are you going to play another
episode?
We're going
to play one more. We've only got 27 minutes.
You guys are listening to Occupy Underground Radio, and Nick is filling in because Ben's on his way to Oakland, and we're just playing some rips and raps.
Yeah, we're trying to catch up you with the show. I'm going to now go back and play another old episode starring Loki and myself. This is episode 19. And it probably will cut off because I only got about 27 and a half minutes left and the episode runs a little longer. So enjoy what you can. And also catch the show every Wednesday at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. And you can hear what we're up to. Thanks a lot, everybody. Right. Happy 4th of July.
Peace.
Happy 4th, guys.
July.
Episode 20.
Kiwana. Kiwana, Kiwana.
Talking about Keanu Reeves, bro.
Keanu.
Kiwanu.
He is kind of batshit, Keanu Reeves.
I know Kung Fu.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Seriously, listener discretion is strongly advised. If you're under 18, go ask your parents.
And welcome in. San Francisco for game one of the 2012 World Series on Fox. Hello, I'm your host, Joe Schmuck, and with me as always is my partner, Tim McCraver. Tonight we take you to game one between the San Francisco Little People and the Detroit Tigers here on
What's it doing?
Hello?
Oh my God, we tapped into Fox
News. Rips and Raps.
That's right. That's right. We are anonymous.
And
we are Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show.
Wait, we're not anonymous. You just
no.
said our
oh,
name.
Damn it, son of a. Yeah, you're listening. Hey, we tapped into Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
We do. Episode 19, I believe. We are one away from 20. We are growing up fast as a weekly podcast. If you don't know, every week, myself, Nick Furious, and my boy Loki here get together on Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show, to do some improv hip-hop. Tell them what else we do and where they can find us, Loki.
We do all kinds of shit. You can find us on the internet. You can find us ripsandraps.podomatic.com. You could write to us ripsandraps@gmail.com. What else is going on? I got a show this Friday. Fat Wings for Lab Rats at the Launch Pad. Come out, check it out. We'll do it at the Big Spank, all ages.
If you're in Albuquerque, or if you want to just pick something to do, come to Albuquerque for that specifically. There is a World Series game going on right now.
Pablo Sandoval.
Three home runs so far this
jacking
year.
Jacking shit up.
I mean, he really is the Kung Fu Panda, which is sort of the theme of our show, young. Yogi Padwin Lerner, young playing Manchester-style fist user. We're going to teach you something. So, but I've always wondered, why in the heck do they call it the World Series when the world has nothing to do with it? It's all American teams. Like, you know, the finals, or the NBA has the finals, right? Because it's the final part. And the, you know, football has the Super Bowl, and it's like the biggest bowl game on earth. What the hell's with the World Series? I don't see Yugoslavia.
Well, I think it's because we invented baseball. So when it first came out, it was the World Series. You know what I'm saying? We're the only ones doing it.
We just think we're the center of the world.
Yeah, maybe it's just evolved into arrogance at this point, but...
Well, I just hope the Giants win, but, you know, I don't really care because the White Sox aren't in it, and neither are the Dodgers. So we really... This show is kind of giving up all hope.
Go Tigers.
We have a guest with us tonight. His name is Nocturno, and he is a friend of ours, and we'd like to invite him to the show. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be here.
Officially.
Enjoying the rips and raps.
We did enjoy the rips, and you haven't yet enjoyed the raps.
Not yet.
But you will.
Yeah, you will. I enjoyed some raps earlier.
I can't believe it.
And they weren't turkey wraps. They were delicious.
They weren't turkey wraps. They weren't chicken. They weren't no fowl wraps. They weren't fowl wraps. We actually...
Nothing but the freshness.
I can't believe we successfully tapped into the Cox News Network and got away from, you know, the World Series isn't being played because we took over. So check it. This is episode 19. You know,
good. Enjoy it as Nick Fury flies for your home base.
That's right. Ooh, your home base.
All your home plate are belong to us. Are belong to Pablo Sandoval in this city.
I don't think that's
good for the
business. It's built on a lack of trust. Two people are involved. Maybe they share a business. Maybe they share
a business. We do this every week. RipsandRaps.Podomatic.com. Subscribe on iTunes.
The world is bad. The world is full of deception. It is full of dishonesty. And I, for one, wouldn't have it any other way. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But I, for one, hit my knees every night and thank the man upstairs that there is a little bit of dishonesty left in this otherwise sunny world. You just think about that.
That's all I can say. There's a world full of deception and rival moonlighting. No discrimination, the old and the youth dying. Some gave up the struggle, but we continue the fighting. Cleaning up the city so people can keep surviving. This world full of deception, that's why we're moonlighting. No discrimination, the old and the youth dying. Some gave up the struggle, we continue the fight. Yo, Nocturno, tell them what's up on the mic.
I'd like to ignite an idea, spread a positive energy, bringing it through with mad similes and sometimes a couple little verbs. Bringing it next to teach your kids words. Teach them how to use them, teach them how to describe the things they see and the things they feel inside. Teach them to use knowledge instead of using gas. Teach them to go to college, or if that's not an option, then find something to do that be useful. Let's bring it on down, we're trying to keep it truthful. A spitter toothful, but I'm not trying to give advice. We can make it better, make it nice. Making it nice. Yeah, we're on another motherfucking heist. I'm driving the van, and here is the plan. We're gonna hit the bank at midnight. Yeah, gonna make a grand or 3 million or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but we can buy grams with that. We can buy pounds and pounds and smoke all night. Alright, we can pass it around. It's on like that, cause it's how we get down. It's the Rips and Raps podcast that you have found on your internet dial. Pass it around. Tell all your friends to come get
while we're moonlighting, no discrimination, the old and the youth dying. Some gave up the struggle while we continue to fight, cleaning up the city so people can't survive. This world's full of deception, that's why we're moonlighting. No discrimination, the old and the youth dying. Some gave up the struggle, we continue to fight. Yo, it's the furious rap about the blaze up for life. Welcome to the show, I put it together for you.
Hello.
Listen to them tunes and the vibes that we do. But Loki comes to add some spice and flavor. Tonight we got Nocturno. You better call him the savior. Cause he's saving your children. He's teaching them something new while he's just building a building. It starts with the foundation, and we gotta do it. I'm like Bob the Builder, man. I'm real fluid. I'm laying that concrete so you can understand this mystique, man. It's mysterious when we get down on the street. Come on, the furious rapper represent Rips and the Raps. And yo, what's going up, man? You gotta skick him like Hanson.
You'll go ahead and look through the cracks and read through the lines so that you can design a better plan. We gotta save the future of man. It's like Nick Fury said, moonlighting, I'm one and the same. So come on, you know the reason why we came. To fight a couple evil dudes and then disdain. Fall away and leave them all out with disgrace. And then it means to say that the time has been a race.
Yeah, it's been a race, so get the fuck up out of my face. Yeah, you're a disgrace, I don't like the taste that you leave in my mouth. Coming with the negativity, I'm positively over it. Yeah, I'm saying sober shit tonight. I don't wanna start shit with nobody. Trying to get better on the mic. I'm not trying to spend the night up in jail or prison. What is this? I'm resisting, I'm living the wild life. Doing it all night, staying up, going all crazy and shit. I don't know, man, it's a little so okay, I in this bitch, yeah.
Yeah.
feel like, fucking, feel like Beverly Hills Cop and shit, part of the song, you know? I feel like Eddie Murphy should be here, like, standing around in an awesome leather suit while this sax solo is playing, you know what I mean?
You need him. He brings a special character.
Yeah, I'm curious. We get it on each and every week in case you're curious. Getting this shit like Steve Furrier. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm like a courier. I'm on my bicycle bringing you a letter. Yeah, I can play the blues better than lead. Better got a lead foot, better get out of the way. Doing this shit in the US of A. Yeah, did you watch the debate? Yeah, I watched part of it and it made me laugh. I was like, wait. They're like half, one guy each. You put them together, they're never the same. What do I mean, man? I came here to teach. I came to reach into both sides of your brain. I'm going insane on the mic, feeling drained. Something has gotten a hold of me and I'm going insane.
I think I'm going insane.
Yeah, I think that I'm going insane. Every second in my brain, I can feel all the pain. The voices, they telling me what to do. Yo, go grab the knife and go stab that little dude. What can I say? I'm just succumbing to the violence that play up in my head. I'm hear them sirens, but taken over by the boogeyman. They controlling my every substance from a building in Iran. Who really knows who's got me? Is it Sony? Am I just getting down on my iPod? Cause I'm all like, like what, man? I just been taken over like an alien pride person. I'm fucked up when I'm working worthlessness. Yeah, that's the way that we spin it. This beat is nocturnal. It's nocturnal, infernal bracket. Don't mess around, yo, my buddy. He's about to get your bracket.
So pull your jacket.
I'll take the moment to describe what it feels like when I get inside of your cerebrum that causes your balance to finally collide with that galaxy slipping out from under your feet. You're losing reality. I'm kicking you in the teeth, enlarged than life. Sometimes it feels like I'm stuck with a knife. Why'd it get all quiet all of a sudden? I don't know. I'm going insane. I guess I'll go.
Know how to rap one of them rap songs. Try to keep it short, we got a minute and a half, yo. Who next to rap?
Check it, I'll take a minute to disinfect it. And if you take the thing out of your pocket, I'll collect it. Give it up now, rip it. Giving it up and I'm ripping it. Yeah, look at you, flipping this shit. Step in the street, like you're off the trail. I know, man, you better be Cammy, you're failing to mock.
We make cameo appearances in your grandma's nightmares. Every single day I'm in the prayer. I'm like a dragon slayer. You can't even see me, fuck your man. I'ma pass the microphone and just better than your mayor.
Let me pull a layer off of that psycho babble and that psychoanalysis. I got my paralysis that keeps me here. It sweeps me near the end of the corner. And now I bleach my hair. Bleaching my hair, I don't know what to wear. Should I wear the heels or the flats? Oh my gosh, where did I leave my handbag? Did I leave it?
Did I leave it over there? I can't seem to find a male to do my hair. Yeah, I'm just looking for my goldie underwear. Cause I'm wearing tight whitey like a little fucking man.
Yo, this is Riddick, the Duke.
Straight out the
Duke, pretty out of New Mexico.
Straight out
Leo County regulators.
Chain smoke music.
Leo County regulators.
You're listening to Rips and Racks.
With Nick Fury and Low Key.
With Nick Fury and Low Key. Keep it locked on this station. Keep it locked on this station.
I think we're halfway through the show at this point.
Take a knee, guys.
Welcome to intermission. Coming up after intermission, we have an interview with Nocturno here on Pod People. So stick around for that. Of course, this is episode 19, so thanks to everyone who listens weekly or tries to get to it. Share with your friends, let people know what's up.
Trying is not good enough. I demand your undivided attention every week for 1.5 hours.
Yes, exactly.
But I have to do this first.
You guys got to ask her on the internet. So
yeah.
Do it.
We have a special executive privilege here at the Rips and Raps Show.
Exactly.
Exclusive access. Inner circle, bitches.
Rips and Raps, brought to you by Vienna Sausages. If you can't find anything smaller, go ask your old boyfriend.
Wow. I think we have a special guest in the studio tonight, and I think, as always, we need an opportunity to talk to him, or her, in this case him, about what they're doing in life. So, without further ado,
boom, 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 boom,
we now bring you Pod People, a special spotlight with local artists that we feel like, you know, we know and love. So tonight's special guest on Pod People, we have Nocturno. Welcome to the show.
Pod People?
So tell us a little bit about yourself as an artist. What do you
sure.
do? What do you do?
I like to make things, and I like to create things. I like to draw things, and I like to break things, too.
But in terms of making things, beats, you like to write rhymes, record, I make beats.
I mean, kind of still new to making beats, but we're hearing some of those beats today on the show.
Those are, represented right here. We'll tell you which ones if you hit us up at ripsandraps@gmail.com.
And I record, you know, I used to do more hip-hop recording than I do now, but I play with a band, and we don't have a name yet.
No current project name.
Yeah, everybody is disagreeing on a name. We've had all kinds of different ones. Here, I'll tell you a bunch of them, and you can email us and tell us which one you think would be best.
I should call you guys Band Maroon 6.
Or Found 5.
There's five of us.
So,
Mob 5.
Nocturno is a local Albuquerque artist, and he's working like a homie, man, grinding, struggling, surviving. You know, he does his thing, and I'll let him tell you a little bit about himself in a rhyme, and then we'll do the same. This one's called Resume, motherfucker.
My resume right here, it was inside of my briefcase. I'll show it to you, my dear, cause I might flirt with you just to get a job. But let's take a moment or two to be a couple odd couples. Come on, if you wanna hear it, how I go through the struggle, well, I'd say that my hustle is fairly simple. I feel like working hard and treating people gentle is the way to go. And so sometimes I teach, sometimes I rhyme slow. Sometimes I'm on the mic late at night, my eyes glow. Cause I resonate with my resume. My resume never fake, never coming in late, doing it and never making mistakes. Yeah, taking off, man, high stakes. I'm eating steak, hanging out at the mall till real late. Yeah, don't make a mistake and cross us. We believe you like a fossilized lobster.
Ooh, don't just in the deep ocean. I'm like trying to find something, but I'm real selfish, a shellfish. Come on, get off this. Let's get moved on to the next level. My resume, experience, been rapping since back in the day. Struggling to fit in and find my place, but I'm a loudmouth asshole with a red bearded face. What you cannot do to, what you cannot say, say. I just try to be myself, but myself ain't the greatest. But you know that I, what we putting down here is biologically the best. So go and grab a beer and go and grab the stickers and roll up a J. Cause if you're getting down with us, man, you're getting down with the resume. I lay it down with profound sounds. Nick Fury, I come around and I get the mound soundly. Advice giving, advice living, living, living. You got your resume.
In the ground like a sentence of a book where nothing, yeah, never, 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 wait, wait, wait.
Oh, got your resume.
I got my resume right here. I told you before, I'll put it to your ear. Not to get it, I'll pick a claw across the desk, and when I have to trust in somebody, I'm not really that easily stressed. But if I have a reason to doubt you, then I'll turn to Thomas into someone who loses his faith. Boxer, he's encountering me in a battle degree. Nah, not a rap battle, homie, a battle of thinking. I don't do no with no ammunition. See, we're coming through and we're changing up the position. My resume isn't that easy to read. It's got messed up sources. When you call, they won't report me. They They won't tell you what I told you they would say. And so sometimes I get fired after the next day of rhyming and rapping, teaching and climbing. Are we? Oh, we're not even close to being done with this action.
Thought we were done with this action, but it's not gonna happen. We're kicking the raps when we're kicking the facts, yeah. Hand me that pen, I'm not even blinking. This ink pen is leaking all over my foreskin. Adored when I'm stepping outside, flashing my dimples. I'm popping my pimples in front of the mirror. It's clear, not the mirror, I mean the situation we're facing, yeah. We're all disgracing the earth, but it's alright, maybe that's why we were put here. Yeah, hand me that beer, I don't care where it came from or where it's going to. Cause right here, right now, it's all we ever had, man. Slowing a few miles down, take a look around. What the fuck is going on in your hometown and abroad? Yeah, go hop on a broad and fuck the shit out of a man. Make her say, oh God, oh God.
To lay it down for ya. The rips and raps, rips and rips and raps, yo. Edited by Nick Fury with the Lolo on the rolls. And the raps is the roll. The Knicks got the lows. The gasoline's fed up in the tank. We bout to roll. My man Nocturno behind the wheel, he be driving. But I be getting down, so yo, don't think suicidal. Thoughts of tendencies when you messing with these MCs. I'm flowing like the breeze. And the time, feel the ease and the breeze and the music. Yeah, that's right, because we putting down music. That is out of sight. I said, hey, but I thought I got my resume. Says resume. I'm the best, the resume. Says I'm the best.
God, I can't believe we're here in beautiful Italy on wasted bus to go to Rome, guys.
That tower doesn't look good, man.
No, it's leaning, right?
Yeah.
We're going to climb that?
Should we be standing?
No, guys, that's the Leaning Tower of Pizza, man. That's where the pizza was made. The first pizza slid off the roof.
That's where they invented pizza?
That's where Dolus fell, man. Yeah. Guess what?
It's actually made out of ancient pizza crust that have hardened. That's a little known fact.
Check out that guy. He's kissing that guy on the cheek. That's sexual.
That's super common out here in Italy.
Dude, really? He's putting his tongue in his butthole. That's not normal, is it?
I can't say I've seen that.
I can't.
Not in a while.
That's I saw weird. That once. New Orleans, gay Mardi Gras. Yeah.
That's where you see it. Or Las Vegas.
Well, now that we're actually in Italy, I say we get some pasta. Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Dojo. Get what? Going all kung fu on your ass since 2012, motherfucker. Here we go, here we go. This is another beat from my man Nocturno. I think it's got a little bit of something I like. Yeah, but it's gonna mellow out and get a little more crazy. Kung fu action, come on! I'm about to punch you in your face. Don't mess with me, I got my sight. And on my nunchucks, motherfuckers, I'ma smack ya. Yeah, I'ma get everything I can with my katana. Kachana, kachina, kachina, doll, we're slicing y'all. I don't know what's coming at y'all, blasting. I'm perpendicular on the rooftop like a ninja running like it's Ninja Gaiden. Y'all motherfuckers better not be messing with me. I'm just like Ninja Raiden now. Yeah, I'm pulled up with my mind. I got a little bit of energy transformed. Perpendicular, hi-ya. Mr. Miyagi Danielson, pop on dinner, bitch.
Of you. Yo, I be thinking that I'm a little too far for you to hear it. I wanna rev it like a car. He said that he's not an actor, so cut. Katana slice, catch ya. Wait, cause the ankles ain't got the tendons to survive the way when the blade dives. So jump out of the way with a lightning strike. A dodge where he comes, where he grabs the mic. Not sure what he's saying, what's coming to you. An improvisational druid cacking the magical spell from the sensei staff. Not sure if he's gonna even have time to laugh before he realizes that his throat is cut. Because my blade's back in before it drops of blood. Keep it still, come on, low key. You know that you are hiding in the shadows with me. And I better pass you the dagger, because that swagger of that lord makes me want to fucking kill Noble Dagger.
Killing them a dagger with that swagger, cutting them in half like it doesn't even matter. Look at me, I'm all like, yo, Sonic, boom, clearing out the motherfucking room. I'm like Blanca, lighting you up, I can't stop it. Yeah, you're just like a little bitty puppet. You are a muppet, and I am Guile. Yeah, I'm in full control all the while. Yeah, doing it, we're running for miles. You're getting gas after the first one. I'm cutting you in half once again on the rip to rap. Yeah, run and tell your friend. Yeah, 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 run and tell your friend. We're gonna be doing this until the end of the world, but that might be in a month or two. I don't know, man, we better get in another interview or two a week, or else we're gonna
for anyone who wanna hear it. You can't get near it.
No, so I crept onto the island of Han, fighting this big old black gentleman, and then John Paxson, a Bill Paxson. I don't know, but I'm packing heat like dynamite up in the street. I'm Bruce Lee, man, I'm about to take out your whole terrain and your whole team, and don't give me the blame. This is the nasty throwing, throwing stars up a cut, yeah, and I'm breaking bars. This is how we do it, man. We the martial artists. And when we on the microphone, you know we do it the hardest. Because we push like the ninjas. Yeah, we on the roof, man. No more pretenders. We will never mend your wounds. We will cauterize them with fire. We are but men of the mirror. The mirrors, emeries of samurai. Warriors walking the lands. Roaming, man. No man's land. Omen. The omen is that we growing. Warriors zoning.
Take a moment to slow it down and insert the sound. Where you had once had armor plate, ring it, cause the harmful rate. And with the kick rhyme, kick of injury. Yo, the mental, weaving off the hinges, breaking it down while they're shooting up the syringes in the veins. Not sure if they can contain the thoughts before the samurai and rage. Break it down with that lightning quickness. No, I don't know, we not the sickest, but we in the top four, possibly five. If you're kicking it live, no nocturnal, we jive. Yeah, I'm all you jiving, we're busting like a beehive. When we're popping out your hymen, the charts we be climbing. Every single day while we're on the mic rhyming. Yeah, and never two timing, it's more like six. Yeah, check out our big old black guy dick. Yeah, look at them, they're purple and long and hanging down. And we're like John, what's his name? That one motherfucking porn star, I don't know what's his name. Man, I can't remember, it's alright though. It's like December already in my head. The world's ending instead of continuing.
Into the dragon of hip-hopology. Beats and my rhyme mixology. And freak coming up on the stage. It's the Rips and Raps program, man. We filled with rage, so we get it out weekly in this place where we can sweat like it was a sweat lodge. And I was a Native American, and I do thank God that I have this opportunity to share with you and what I feel with you. What I feel with you is that we be the martial artist crew, slicing, dicing like knives, and yeah, like big old bison rushing your bitches. You don't even know. Hit you in the face!
I'm like M-Bison, man. Fucking Street Fighter 2.
And on a serious note, a group that I'm a member of called A Band With No Name produced a song this week called Forever, Amanda Todd. It's a tribute to the 16-year-old Canadian girl who took her own life a few weeks ago, for she was cyberbullied so much that she felt she had no other choice. We take offense against cyberbullies and bullies alike, so we wrote a song called Forever, in parentheses, Amanda Todd. It's a tribute to her and others like her. Find us on YouTube. Find it at furious.bandcamp.com or at soundcloud.com/furiousstyles. It's also a great pleasure to introduce the song tonight right here on the show for your listening pleasure, Forever, Amanda Todd. Please share this. It's time we take a look at ourselves as a society. Enjoy.
As far as the cyber bullies that posted derogatory comments on Amanda Todd's video, we will find out who you are. We will make you accountable. We do not forget. We do not forgive. Expect us. We are anonymous.
Don't you see what is happening? The things that you didn't do. Innocent John, and she's not even out of middle school. I'm not trying to point the blame and say names, but don't you think that there was something you could have done to change? The outcome of the pain, the suffering will remain until the time you finally realize the thing that you do to other people reflects upon our children. Millions of people revealing the evil building inside, and they're killing our pride, stealing our innocence and severing the ties. Too many people corrupted by the ignorance and lies. It's time to interject the internet and open eyes. We need to protect the ones that can't protect themselves. Parents need to wake up and give a little help. Pay attention to our children instead of just ourselves. And I bet they'll be happy instead of living in hell.
Too many times, too many times. Like a vision, I'm serious.
same shoes. She took the route that so many other lost souls choose. The momentary hurt drove her to lasting isolation, a manifestation imagined through blatant infestation.
The volume, turn up the knob. If you're hearing it, yo, hit the job.
Yeah, eat some corn on the cob, smoke from a corn cob pipe with your man, Mr. Cobb.
Mr. Cobb and me smoking all night, yeah, and you know that we're doing it right. You're doing it left, you're passing it the wrong way. Come on, yo, and let the song play.
Now we're going to just extend it a little bit. Rips and raps program, man. If you an idiot, you like it. If you're not, well, you like it too. Cause everybody likes what we do, man. We just so dope, man.
We're just so dope, you like what we do. We got interviews, we got raps off the top of the dome and back. Yeah, they'll put us on the map and listen to us with your friends every single week. God damn.
Yo, I'd like to take a moment to tell you that this moment expands like explosives. It reminds me of the first time that I wrote this down on my notebook. Then I wrote a dope hook.
I eat it like ice. Man, I'm compiled by poltergeist. I'm whiter than white rice. I get your cable spliced, mice.
Doing it like J-Rock and Ricky, yeah. Doing it, getting sticky and icky. We got hashway, driveway, pave shit going on. Yeah, we're drinking beers and getting drunk till dawn.
I put ya lady under that slab, that's why it took me a while. My bad, I didn't mean to block the road with the construction signs. I came through to kick a couple of function rhymes.
Don't drive your car over here. This is the zone that you may have here. But you can sit back and plug into the show and zone out to the rips and rap and the furious mold.
Yeah, yo, so here we go. Hey ho, hi ho, listen while you work to and fro. Listen to this on your way to work in stereo, blasting through it. The speakers can't even handle it. Yeah, man, handle this shit with our friend Nocturno, Nick Furious and Loki. Doing it, doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. And nobody else can see through in it. Mixed up the words, come on, take a moment as I continue to purge. Release. Not to hear it, I think better in sound waves. And now I wanna make it clear that I don't really write these lyrics. I just make them up like Nick Fury said. No appearances, these ones and those ones, and all the ones that get up on the stage and the no fun. So we doing that,
cheese ones and no ones. I got no funds, I got no buns, cause I'm a flabby ass motherfucker. I got
fun, the fantastic, fantastic. I got one, the grab plastic, the grab basket. I got the blasted master ass biscuit. I like it rip, rippled and gravy with majestic rhymes, electric. Yeah, you know you coming at it, spitting erratic, man. Come on, I'm a hip hop rabbit. So tricks are for kids, but yo, baby, baby, I got some flavored cereal in my genital area. If you wanna eat it, grab some leche, some dulce de leche in your mouth, and eat it with a spoon or cuchara. No cucarachas in my cara or caro. Yeah, where's Charo? That bitch got big titties of tomorrow and today. Yeah, 007 displays the Daniel type Craig of an array of my mind display. Yeah, I lay it like an egg, so sit on it, yeah. And you can hatch something. You
sit
can
on
smack
it,
pot something. You can smack something. Rips and raps. Rips and raps. This week, we bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. After we say goodbye.
Stay tuned for that. It's going to be your chance to get your ass off the couch and bust some rhymes. You
dot,
know what I mean?
Yeah, dot, dot, dot. So episode 19, that is in the books, with Nocturno as the guest. So thank you for being here, first of all, sir.
Thanks for having me, man. It was awesome.
We really appreciate it. Can you tell them a place they can find you if they want to email you or find out what you're up to, your band, or do you just feel like you want to wait until you got that website ready?
Oh, yeah. I don't have anything prepared. I don't have a Facebook page yet. So
he's going to get on it.
So I am. Yeah, so until then, you can hit me up at EYETHEUNAWARE. That's IVUNAWARE@gmail.com. So if you are interested in collabing or anything like that, hit me up.
Yeah, hit him up. Do it.
Or if you just want to know more about what I do.
Do it. I demand it.
I didn't get very much good information.
Well, we're really hoping for an email from, Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, I know.
Pandaronium.
I heard she was listening to the show.
That motherfucker hit 3 home runs in game 1 of the World Series.
Pablo Sandovillionian? Way awesome, dude. What the heck?
He threw those giant butt cheeks into it all. Crack! Out of the park.
How funny. He's
in triple
a giant, and he works for, he plays for the Giants. He has giant butt cheeks. That's weird.
Yeah, I think he was probably type drafted.
Once again, we want to remind you that the Rips and Wrap Show is brought to you by Vienna Sausages. Smaller than yours, guaranteed.
Much smaller than Pablo Sandoval's.
Much. That guy swings a huge...
I want to see Prince Fielder and Pablo Sandoval get all jellied up and sumo wrestle. Not in a gay way, just because that'd be awesome.
Didn't you say that about D. Gordon and Alexi Ramirez at one point?
I don't,
you're weird.
It wasn't Alexi.
Yes, it was Alexi. You said they
was
had
it?
Like a similar... Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Either way, you're weird about that.
Skinny guys and fat guys. It's funny. What?
This week, the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less, comma, which is an opportunity for you rappers to get up off the couch or on the couch and rap. So now, this week's episode is brought to you by Lance Armstrong and the Livestrong Foundation. We're so very happy to have them as sponsors.
Hey, serious,
I'm doing the dang bit. What's the
you didn't get that email?
What are you talking about, dude? Lance Armstrong, Livestrong, good stuff,
they sent out, no, cut and tie.
Hold up, oh, shit.
Can't even mention his name. This is brought to you by Oprah or something else. Have a good week,
Vienna
Sausages. Smaller than yours, hopefully.
Oprah, bitch!
Yo.
bitches. Bitches.